no business like show, business like no business I know.
Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow.
We are going to say hello to Laverne, who is calling in today about a great new performance that is going to be at the Sod House Theater. Welcome to KDWA. How are you today?
Well, thank you so much, and I am doing just fantastic.
Laverne, would you be so kind as to tell us a little bit about the Sod House Theater? And then I'm interested in this play that you're going to be presenting, which is Arla May's Booyah Wagon, because it's going to be at 31 locations, which I think is going to be kind of fun. So we want to hear about that. But first of all, tell us about the Sod House Theater, please.
Yeah, so Sod House Theater began about 11 years ago. My wife and I wanted to create a theater in which we could give back to the communities because as a young high school student, I owe a lot of my career now as an actor and as a theater teacher to a high school mentor who really introduced me to theater. And oftentimes these programs are, you know, being cut in the schools. And so we wanted to bring theater out to various communities around the state of Minnesota and Wisconsin, and just let them know that theater is a possibility. It's a potential for livelihood, and that they should really consider it. So we decided to create this company, and now we are touring all over the state. We're in our 11th year, as I said, and we like to do shows about issues, and especially rural issues. And so, for instance, for the last 3 years, we've been doing a play called Enemy of the People, and it's a play about clean water, in which a community has to struggle about whether or not they let out the information that people are getting sick from their water, in which would shut down the town because it's a big spa place that everybody came from around the country, or do you let the information out? Yeah, right, and letting the information out would then shut it down, or do you keep it a secret and have people come, but the town survives, but people are getting sick. So it's the controversy of that situation. And we've done other plays as well. We've done a play about the housing crisis of 2011, in which homes and farms were being foreclosed on, and we toured around and we did shows in old mansions around the state of Minnesota. So we really like issue-oriented theater, and we like to perform in spaces that are not traditional. So, like, not in theaters, but in parks, in ballrooms, in, you know, whatever places are available in communities.
I like the fact that you're bringing it out to the people. That is a wonderful way for maybe folks that haven't had an opportunity to see live theater. I bet your audience is very broad.
Yes. Absolutely. And, you know, the other great thing about this show that we're touring is that I think almost all of the locations, it's free. So it's by donation only. So don't let, you know, your pocketbook stop you from coming. And these are really exceptional professional actors from the Twin Cities that have been at, you know, the main stages of like the Guthrie Theater. And they are really classic comedians and really a very funny group of people. But they're also telling a poignant story as well.
So this story that we're going to hear about, it's called Arla May's Booyah Wagon. Can you explain the premise to people, please?
Yeah. So Arla May's Booyah Wagon. Arla May is a fictional character who is bringing her food truck out to the people for a final booyah before she retires it. And the Smithsonian Institute is going to take it because it's the first food truck ever in the country. And so the Smithsonian Art Museum wants it. So she's coming out to have a final booyah with the people. The play's really about talking about how important farming and fresh produce is, and how we have to support our local farmers, making sure that, you know, when it's, you know, that season in which vegetables are being sold, that we, you know, support them and we buy that fresh produce. And so that's kind of what the story is about. So she's making this final booyah that she's made from cans from all these years. She has beans in cans, corn in cans. And she goes, in one of the towns that she's in, she goes and sends somebody out to go get those cans at the local grocery store, and they're out of cans. So she discovers that, wow, fresh produce in here actually works even better and makes it taste fresher. And so she's made a new discovery, and then you'll just have to see what happens at the end. But it's a musical, song and dance, and really lovely, fun performances.
Who writes your plays?
So, yeah, so we go through a process. It's called devising. And when you devise theater, it somebody comes up with an idea, and then a bunch of actors get together, writers, directors, and they come up and say, okay, how can we tell this story? Okay, well, we want to tell this particular story about food, so maybe we have a woman who's driving around in a food truck to different places. And somebody says, yeah, that's a great idea. And then what if? And so it's like this process of just imagining what this show could be. And then they get on their feet and they pretend they're the characters and they start improvising, and somebody takes down the language that they're speaking and hones it into a really strong script. And that's kind of how the process works. So this is going to be a first time ever performance of this show. And actually, since we're going to be in Prescott and Hastings, it'll be the very first very first week of shows. So it's going to be really brand new for us all.
Well, tell us about that, please. So you are actually going to be at Freedom Park in Prescott on September 2nd and 3rd, and the show time is at 6:30. And then you are going to be at the Rotary Pavilion in Hastings, and that's going to be the next day on the 4th and the 5th. And the show times on the 4th are at 6:00 p.m. and on the 5th at 3:30. And I know Freedom Park is a wonderful place, but can I tell you, you are going to be blown away by the Rotary Pavilion in downtown Hastings. It's so beautiful. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful venue for you.
Well, we are so excited. And actually, I came down to kind of scope out the pavilion today, and I'm parked outside of Freedom Park right now, and I'll tell you, this is a really beautiful park as well. What a great landscape overlooking the river.
Isn't it?
It's just stunning. And I think that, you know, Hastings and Prescott are kind of the best kept secrets in the country. It's just such beautiful, beautiful landscape.
Well, Laverne, we wish that you would have just stayed and done our interview with us live. That would have been great fun.
Oh, yeah. I thought about that as I was here. I thought, well, I'm here. Why? But then, of course, too late. I was already parked.
Well, but that would have been just as great as well. So you know about this area, obviously, if you're down here and you can see the beautiful farm area around us. And I have to tell you, just this morning, one of our farmer friends, Rudy, brought in a tomato that weighs 1.25 pounds. You don't find that in a can, do you?
You do not find 1.25 pound tomato in a can.
No.
That is absolutely true.
So I think that this is going to be a show that people will really like. You know, I think it's wonderful, too, that you are taking on causes. And is that part of the philosophy of Sod House Theater?
Yeah, it really is. We feel like it makes the best theater because it resonates with the community. And we also try to pick places that, you know, that the particular topic would resonate with. So like, for instance, when we did Enemy of the People, which is that play about the poisoned water, we went to tourist locations that depended on water. When we toured the play The Cherry Orchard about these foreclosed farms and houses, we went into rural communities that were hit hardest by the economic downturn during that time period. So it's really important for us to tell these stories, and we don't tell them in a way that's didactic or, you know, is preachy. We introduce it in a really fun or interesting story in kind of a less direct way. Because, you know, like, for instance, water issues can be very contentious, especially in places, you know, mining communities, which is, we performed in Ely in Virginia, and, you know, there was a very mixed reaction, but we presented both sides of that story in order to bring forth a discussion about it afterwards. So, you know, like for some people said, yeah, I mean, how can you let a town go down? How can you let a town absolutely become destroyed? You know, yeah, you got to keep it a secret. And some said, you know, no, of course, you got to let people know about it so people don't continue to get sick. So it's really important for us to continue these stories that, you know, have both sides very clearly presented and promote discussion in after the show. And we usually do have talkbacks afterwards, and people can have conversations about, you know, how they felt about what they saw on stage.
Well, I think that's fabulous. Talkbacks are very fun, and I think if people participate in those, that's good for both sides. So the Sada House Theater is going to present Arla May's Booyah Wagon, and it's going to be at 31 different locations. But guess what? It's going to be at a location near us in Hastings. It's going to be at the Pavilion, which is in downtown Hastings, on September 4th at 6 o'clock p.m. and also September 5th at 3:30 p.m. It's going to be also in Prescott at Freedom Park. And those dates are September 2nd at 6:30 p.m. and September 3rd at 6:30 p.m. You mentioned that it's a free will offering for most of your performances, and that certainly is true. What would you suggest a donation would be?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that people should just pay what they can. If they were, you know, inspired by what they saw and feel like we're doing good work as a theater company, you know, give what you can. And if you came to see the show and you don't have a huge budget and really only can do free entertainment right now, we would love to have you there as well. So really let your heart dictate in terms of, you know, what you feel you can afford and what you felt the experience was worth to you. Yeah, but most importantly, just come on down and have fun. And also, we're going to offer a free little sample of Arla May's Booyah as well.
What?
For those people who are interested in tasting it. It's just a small little cup, but at least you get to taste the flavor of it. So we want to make sure that people know about that as well.
And this is for real, because I know that you have partnered with some award-winning chefs for this recipe. Explain that, please.
Yeah, so Ann Kim is a chef in Minneapolis, and she is partnering with us on this particular show. And so she's created this Booyah recipe that has some unique ingredients inside of it that also will be connected to the more traditional Booyah recipe. And so, yeah, it's been really great and communicating with her. And actually, we would love to have more of her at the different shows, but she is extremely busy with three restaurants in Minneapolis. And when we originally began the show, it was a year ago when she had a little bit more time, but COVID shut us down last year. And so this year she's not as available, but we're still really excited to, you know, be partnering with her and the restaurants that she has in the Twin Cities. And also the Minnesota Farmers Union has been instrumental in finding locations for us to perform at, locations that have really strong connections, farm-to-table restaurants, and a lot of local produce, foods. And so the Minnesota Farmers Union has been a really great partner as well. And I also want to give a shout out to Casey Johnson in Prescott and Dick Graham and Kathy O'Keefe, all from HPAC, and they have been just dreamy in terms of mm-hmm. their support for our organization and the efforts that they have made to make this show happen. And so it wouldn't have happened without their efforts, and we're just delighted. And that gives us even more of a delighted feeling when we think about performing in this area. In addition to the beauty of the landscape, you have some really good people who are, you know, really keeping the community going. And so a big shout out to them.
Absolutely. Wonderful people. I agree with you. So let's get back to when you said Ann Kim is going to have some interesting things in her Booyah. Is squirrel one of them?
Did not see that on the ingredient list.
Okay, but that's pretty unique, right?
That would be very unique, and I bet we wouldn't have many takers. But I bet we would have some. I've never had squirrel before.
I think it tastes like chicken.
I imagine it does taste like chicken. I've never had it before, but I know people who have, and, you know, I bet it does taste good.
So, no squirrel, but the interesting ingredients are, you're not even going to tell us? What are they?
Yeah, no, we have to, we're keeping
secret.
It a secret.
Oh, yeah, because it's Arlemaise recipe.
Yes, Arlemaise, a very famous Booyah recipe.
Oh.
She's trying to remember how it goes, and then she discovers. So you'll have to come out. It's going to be a mystery. It might bring some people out who want to discover, what is that Booyah recipe?
I love
it. I bet there's a lot of people making Booyah, too, around in your area.
You know what? There are. Actually, the firemen were right next door to the fire station. They are having their big Booyah the weekend after you're in town. So.
Oh, fantastic.
I know. So it's a very, Booyah is a very, and I'm actually invited to a Booyah at the end of the month. That makes, the man makes it in like a giant garbage can.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I know. Puts it over like a fire and then stirs it all night. It's a big deal.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, we love our Booyah in this area, and I'm so excited that we get a chance to participate in this. And thank you for bringing it to Hastings. This is going to be so fun. The Old Sod Theater is going to be at the Rotary Pavilion in Hastings on September 4th at 6 o'clock p.m. and September 5th at 3:30 p.m. And then also right before then, you're going to be at Freedom Park in Prescott. Showtimes on September 2nd and the 3rd are both at 6:30 p.m. How long of a run is the show, please?
Yeah, so it's going to last about an hour.
I love it. Perfect timing.
Isn't that perfect?
It is perfect. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do we bring our own chairs?
That would be fantastic.
Okay.
I think we're going to have a few chairs out in Prescott. And, of course, the Rotary Pavilion has that
built-in
has that
seating.
Really nice stone setup. And so, but, yeah, bring your chairs. That would be really helpful for us. And, blankets, whatever you need to feel cozy.
Well, we sure love it. And if people want to get more information, do they need physical tickets or they can just come, please?
They can just come, but we do ask that, that they reserve. And you can reserve on our website, sodhouse.org, just so we kind of get a number of how much Booyah we're going to need for people. So that would be really super, super helpful if people would register.
Perfect. So just to give that information again, it's sodhousetheater.org is how you can reserve your tickets. Really nice to chat with you, Laverne. Thank you so much for calling in today, and we wish you continued success with your show and with your premise of your company. It just sounds really, really wonderful for the public. So Sodhouse Theater, again, don't miss the production of Arlemaise Booyah Wagon, and that is going to be at, a park or a house or some sort of venue near you. Thanks for calling in today.
My absolute pleasure. Nice meeting you, and you have a great day.
Yes, you too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
There's no business like show, business like no business I know.
Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow.
Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are